Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim. This month, Sister Billy has Pastors Chip and Candace Brim join her on the back porch for a sermon entitled, God's Got People.
Shalom, I'm Billy Brim. We're coming to you today from Collinsville, Oklahoma, Glorious Church Fellowship with the pastor who happens to be my son. And Chip has had a real revelation, encounter with the fact that God told Paul the church at Corinth was not started. Mm-hmm. He had gone in there. I mean, it's a Greek city. There's people that hate what Paul's saying. And God tells Paul, what does he tell him?
Well, the scripture says this in the NIV. It says, one night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Don't be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent. These are all good things. And then, for I am with you. And that's good. And then he says, no one is going to attack and harm you because I have many people in this city. Well, I thought that was interesting. Attack or harm, because there's a lot of attacks and a lot of harm that are happening now where we're at. What do we look to do about that? I mean, what's the answer for that? Well, he said, you're not going to be attacked or harmed because I got people. I have people in this city. God has people and he has need of people. And we're the people.
We're the people.
We the people.
That God calls on.
Yes.
And I'm thinking of Jo Eller in your church.
Yes.
Do you want to tell that experience?
Well, she was driving and there was somebody. And
now, she's been hearing Chip preach on, I've got people.
I've got people. And she also, you know, we have to say it and do it and all this. And she was behind somebody who was just slow, 12 miles an hour. And her flesh wanted to scream. You know, she just, And, you know,
she was going from here to Tulsa and kind of taking the back roads.
Right. And so she's just, you know.
Every crossroad was a four-way stop.
Right.
And this car in front of her, I think it was a pickup truck, I can't remember. It's going 12 miles an hour, yeah. She said.
She finally just realized, or she just starts praying. And she says, no, I do hear the Lord of God. I do hear God's voice.
I am his people.
I am his. And so when she heard that, she heard inside her spirit to pray that this man make it safely home.
She was first angry.
Oh, she don't really want to do that. I mean, her flesh is like, I just want the man to go and get out of the way. But he says, pray that he safely get home. And so they got to this very busy intersection, and the man pulls out, and this vehicle comes, and he pulls right out in front, and the vehicle spins 360 several times. It was a miracle that it just inches away, that it didn't hit that person. And God had people for that man.
And he had her in the right spot.
So an harm would not happen to him.
Right.
But he needed people to hear.
Yes.
And to do.
To hear and to do.
And nobody's exempt from being these people. We're all called to this vocation.
Yes, this vocation. Now, Paul, here in the book of Ephesians, it's my favorite book in the Bible. You need to be meditating in that book. And in that book, God reveals a body. He reveals the body of Christ. And he reveals that he's the head and we're the body. And that when he raised Jesus from the dead, he raised
right,
the body.
Right.
When he seated him at his own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, he seated the body there. And that's where we're seated. And we
together.
Are together. And we are in a place that Macmillan called our heavenly ministry. I'm going to read you his preface. The rapidly approaching end of the age is witnessing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness. And he gives reasons why this is happening. To meet the situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer. The urgent call is for men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, whose eyes have been enlightened to see their ministry in the heavenlies, to which they have been called. Such believers may, in union with the great head of the body, exercise an authority to which the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged. So he goes through the book of Ephesians, and then in the book of Ephesians, the first three chapters, Paul talks about how we were raised with Christ, we were put at the right hand of the Father, and all things are under our feet. Now, the very next chapter, verse chapter 4, the very next chapter, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation to which you've been called. You've been called to rule and reign over demons. I've showed you how to do it here.
Walk worthy
but there's
of the
a
what?
Walk. Walk worthy of the...
J-O-B.
The job. I think when God was teaching you about this, didn't he tell you to clock in?
Clock in. Tell him to, it's the same thing as clocking in.
Clocking
the old
in.
Time. Remember, some of you might remember, the rest of you may have to Google it. But they used to have to clock in, and
yeah.
they would
time clock
their time card.
Yeah, and so you walk worthy of the vocation. Now, for you to operate in what God wants you to operate in, for you to be this people,
right.
there are some qualifications.
Right.
You're going to have to walk worthy of the vocation to which you're called, with all lowliness and meekness, long suffering. That means patient. Forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Is that right after that?
That's right after it. Now, Chip came home. He's preaching to his congregation. He wants his congregation to be God's people in Collinsville, God's people in the greater Tulsa area. And he
That's
understands
so good,
from God that unity is involved.
Oh, my goodness. He told me, he said that... After he's showing me about, I've got people, you're the people, I've got a plan, I've got an eternal plan, it's big, and we're the people, and we the people, and all of these things are just stirring inside of me. And he said something big and huge, a breakthrough is about to happen, but he said, beware of division. Stay in unity.
He said you that right
yes.
then regarding this
that
subject.
That was the deal. In all of this, he said, beware of division. It's a spirit. He called it a spirit of division.
So this congregation right here, we're
yes.
sitting up here looking out. They need to walk in unity.
Stay in unity.
But
Stay
what about the whole body?
Yes.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. One body, one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. The body of Christ, son, is one. And the body of Christ has been given one law, and that law is walk in love. That's what's going to keep this, and that's what's going to make you strong. Walking in love. When you're born again, Romans 5:5, the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Then, as you walk in that love, you let that inner man dominate you, then the power of God can work. Now, I remember one time in your life when you were coaching, you were in sports. That's where all of your advances, all of your, you know, you were in the sports world. And you
That's
were at this time, you coached on all levels.
Yeah, this one was
This was when
school.
You were high school coach. And there was a threat that would stop your whole career.
We had just won our third state championship. And when you win, I didn't know this until I was naive, when you win... people get jealous. I mean, they just do. I found out that a lot of people want what you have without doing what you did to get it.
And you brought that team from nothing.
I'm telling you, we worked hard. I couldn't hardly even keep players because I worked them so hard. And it was so funny. It was actually funny to me when I heard the news, you're recruiting players illegally. And I thought,
somebody charged you with it, huh?
I can't even keep them. I was accused by three different, you know,
Well,
people.
Now what's wrong with recruiting? There's a lot of people that don't understand all this.
In college and high school, it's fine. I mean, you go and recruit
In college,
players.
It's fine, but
yeah,
not in high
but
school.
But not high school. You don't go and try to get another player from another school to your school.
It's all regulated by what district you
Where
live
you
in.
Live
you got,
and all
we're
of
talking
that.
About Oklahoma. You
and
were in
I
Oklahoma.
Always backed that. And I was always pro that, and I didn't like the ones who did that. And we worked hard, so it was just a slap in the face type deal.
Because somebody brought up charges?
Yeah, and so I get called in, and I go, and I laugh when I first heard it. This is hilarious. Anybody who knows me, knows my program, that's not true. We've earned this. And they said, well, this is no laughing matter, because when this case goes in front of the court at the state level, they have not one of them have never won. Not one coach has ever, because they'll take the side and they'll just assume and they want to stop this. And it is a big problem, and I agree with that. And so I said, so what are you telling me? And I'm in my principal and superintendent's office. And
he called
said,
you in,
yeah.
said charges have been filed.
So what are you telling me? Well, they said in one month, you're going to lose your job, and you're going to be on a list, and you're not going to coach anymore. And I go, for working hard, for doing everything I'm supposed to do? And all of this, and they said, that's just the way it is. And I got so mad. Now, listen, I'm still
born. You're going to be brought up before who?
The board that they have, the state association.
Okay. All right. Okay. You're going to be brought up in one.
Yeah.
Month.
And so I'm so mad that they're going to take everything away, all the college, all the money, all the time, and all the effort, and it's all a lie. Now, I didn't even know what was hanging in the balance spiritually beyond that.
You didn't understand your ministry. Nope.
I didn't know I was going to be a minister. I didn't know I'm going to be on TV. I didn't know you were going to be listening to this story.
No.
But all of that was in an eternal plan. And so there I am, you know, and I'm mad. And I'm still born again.
Yeah.
I'm still Billy's boy, if that has any credit. But I'm still going to heaven. But I'm mad. And I mean, this boiled in me.
The brim came out.
Oh, I slammed my fist on the desk and said, who is it? Because I want to find them and kill them. I just felt that way.
So who's accused me?
And they said, we won't know until that date. We won't see them.
Until
the
hearing.
Because they're anonymous, they've agreed to show up at the hearing. And I went home, and it leaked out, and it got in the papers, Brim cheated, blah, blah, and it's all lies. In case somebody's really wondering, it's all lies. And I call Mom, and not really happy to hear what Mom had to say.
You want to hear what I said?
Yeah. Tell them what you said.
I said, now, Chip, in order to have the power of God on your side, you're going to have to be a law keeper. And the only law we've got is love. And that love's shed abroad in your heart, Romans 5:5. And it tells you in 1 Corinthians 4-8 how that love behaves. Amplified Bible, you're going to be reading that every day. Love does not notice a suffered wrong. Love pays no attention. Love da-da-da-da. And then I said, then you're going to have to pray for them, because the first thing Jesus ever said about prayer, and prayer is working with God. That's what we're talking about here. The first thing he ever said about it was, pray for those who persecute you and despitefully use you. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to pray for them, Chip, and you're going to have to walk in love toward that person, that accuser, and then you can have the power of God on your side, but not before. That's what I told you.
I said, Mom, there's no way I can pray for them. Now, listen to me. She said, are you born again? I said, Mom, you know I'm born again. I got born again in this church. I was 10 years old, went up to the front. I actually did it somewhere else, but I made it public. And you had us all line up like stair steps, and we
got born again at home in public at the
face. I said, she goes, I know, but if you're born again, the love of God that's shed abroad in you by the Holy Ghost. So it's in there, whether you feel like it or not, it's in there. You have this love for them. I said, Mom, how can I pray for somebody that I want to kill?
God's Got People is a transforming 9-disc series about the characteristics of a true champion. Pastor Chip teaches people to have composure, honor, a good attitude, motivation, persistence, intelligence, an overcomer's mentality, nobility, and a servant's heart. Order your copy by calling 1-800-972-3447 or online at billybrim.org.
Two-thirds of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets, because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI.
Thank you for listening today. Stay connected with Billy Brim Ministries by going to billybrim.org or following us on all social media, Dr. Billy Brim. Shalom, shalom.